With less than a month to go before Long Island Railroad workers can legally walk off the job, the MTA has a new offer on the table. WNYC's Kate Hines has the details.
Workers have been without a contract since 2010, and two rounds of federal mediation have failed to produce a deal. The unions have been holding out for an 18% raise over 6 years. Now, the MTA says it's giving the unions almost everything they want, a 17% raise over 7 years. But under the MTA's offer, future hires would be treated a little differently than current workers. New employees would pay more toward health care, work double the time before being eligible for top pay, and pay more into their pensions. A representative for the MTA said the changes are necessary in order to pay for the raises the unions want. The LIRR is the country's busiest commuter railroad and carries 300,000 people each day. For WNYC, I'm Kate Hines.
The lead union negotiator says the offer falls short and that the proposal is suspect.